This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 370 for Friday, April 26. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was slightly lower on Friday, with some positive sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed was mostly higher, Malaysian palm oil was mixed, and Chicago soy oil and crude oil saw minimal gains. Today is the last day for May trading options. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission reported yesterday that 180,600 tons of canola were exported during the week ended April 21st, up from 128,300 the week before. So far this marketing year, exports totaled 4.545 million tons compared to 6.582 million last year. The July canola contract was down $2.50 per ton at $634.40. A large area of rain stretched from North Dakota to Tennessee this morning, with more rains in Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma. On Tuesday, the Biden administration will release updated GREET models for sustainable aviation fuel, outlining how corn and other crops will fit in the new regulations. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that the Argentine corn crop was 17% good to excellent, down 3 points from last week. The country's harvest is now 20% complete. Ukraine has exported 22.2 million tons of corn so far this marketing year. South Africa's corn crop will total 13.39 million tons this year, down 3 million from last year. The July corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. 164,928 tons of soybeans were crushed in Canada in March, compared to 154,670 one year ago. Soybean conditions in Argentina were steady at 30% good to excellent, while 25% of the crop is now harvested. The BAGE also reduced its estimate for Argentine soybean production to 51 million tons. The July soybean contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.77. Canadian wheat exports totaled 427,100 tons last week, compared to 514,600 tons the week before. So far this marketing year, 15.71 million tons were shipped, compared to 14.747 million 1 year ago. The western half of Kansas missed out on much-needed rains yesterday, where hard red wheat crops are suffering from a flash drought. Nearly 98% of the entire state is under abnormal dryness. The European Union cut its soft wheat forecast by 600,000 tons at 120.2 million, its lowest in 4 years due to a decline in planted area. However, wheat ending stocks were raised by 500,000 tons at 20.4 million, while exports were left unchanged at 31 million. The French soft wheat crop is rated 63% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week, while the Durham crop was down 3 points at 67%. Ukraine exported 15.4 million tons of wheat so far this marketing year. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.22. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.04. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, April 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.